You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, the Ginge, and also Katie from Russia, who recently graduated, and she introduced her new friend to all of us. Mm-hmm. His name is Head and Shoulders.
No way, why?
That's his nickname. Why do you call him Head and Shoulders, Katie?
Well, first of all, his name is kind of sounds like head. And so...
Be careful here. I'm just saying, like...
Right. So it kind of like...
All right. Head and Shoulders and...
Yes. And okay. And what?
It's all right. Head and Shoulders.
Knees
fine.
And toes.
That's
knees and toes.
Now, we were saying that you were kind of mean to him during your graduation party. We're curious to get Ginge's take because Ginge was also there on what he thought of Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, you don't like him, do you?
No, that's taking it way too far. I'd say that I didn't like him. I said that I didn't really have a ton of feelings one way or another. We just didn't get to talk that much. But I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
Which is always what you're looking to be. Fine. No, I thought he was very nice, you know, good looking guy, very polite.
Yeah.
I can see why you would like him, definitely, for sure. But you did sit a long ways away from him. Like, guys, it's not like she didn't sit next to him or didn't sit across from him. She sat diagonal from him, at least 10 feet away. I don't even know if you could hear what he was saying.
I couldn't hear what he was saying.
I knew it.
But he chose to sit on that spot. It was me, Dave, Kate, and him that arrived there all at the same time, and he chose to sit diagonal from me.
And so she punished him the whole rest of the party.
Yeah. Because even if he would have tried to sit by her, then she would have complained about that, too.
Yeah, she'd be like, ooh, like, he's too close.
Oh, you took Dave Kate's spot. That's so rude. Like, why are you doing that?
No, I saved the spot for you, Uncle Fauci.
You were so difficult.
You were sitting across from me, and I
loved
smelling
you. I don't need to sit next to you. I sit next to you every day. Sit next to Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, she's probably like, oh, he sat down and tried to touch my hand. We're not that far in this relationship.
Okay, here's some psychology of it. And this you're always great with this, Ginge. Doesn't she need someone kind of normal, though?
Yeah.
To even out?
I mean, wouldn't that be a good balance for her?
It would be. I do think that Katie would kind of respond to somebody aggressive as well. I know that sounds crazy, but she kind of needs to be put in her place a little bit. You know what I mean? The look she's giving me, but it's true. It's true. And to be honest, I do it quite frequently, but I'm more of like a boss mentor role, not a boyfriend role. But I could teach a boyfriend a thing or two about putting her in her place.
Oh my gosh.
So you're saying I need a dominant man.
I don't know.
Those men don't exist in America.
I guess on the level of Russia, but they do exist.
I thought he was lovely. Okay,
thank
I guess
you, Chelsea.
I'm more excited about it than you. I'm more excited than you are, Katie, about this guy for you, because I think she might have found one of the last great guys in Springfield. I only met him for like half an hour, but I mean, let's be honest.
Wow, no pressure on me now.
Less single guys. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Listen, I've looked at her Bumble before. Okay.
He's a lovely guy. I'm afraid if he's listening, he thinks that he's not. He's a lovely man.
Oh man, yeah. We need to say a prayer for him if he's gonna. If he's
no,
gonna,
we need to say a prayer for him too. We just need to pray.
Prayers for everyone.
Anyways, best of luck to you, Katie.
Thanks for support, guys.
Love you, girl.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.